tourism development groups in West Virginia have begun to develop a new project called the Mountain Music Trail. The trail takes its inspiration from a similar music trail in southwestern Virginia called the Crooked Road. This trail has helped southwestern Virginia market itself as a popular destination for heritage tourists who are interested in listening to traditional mountain music. Probably the most popular destination along the Crooked Road is Floyd, Virginia. Roxy Todd traveled to Floyd recently during one of their famous Friday night jamborees, and she talked with visitors and natives who intermingle at this popular music venue.
In spring, summer, and fall, downtown Floyd, Virginia, on Friday nights is crowded with tourists who've come from all over the world. They've traveled to hear traditional old-time music. Locals fill the downtown sidewalks and benches outside the Floyd Country Store. On one block of the town, there are several jams going on, people playing guitars and banjos and fiddles. This is what's known as the Friday Night Jamboree. It's a tradition in Floyd. For decades, musicians have been coming to play tunes together in jams. But it's what's going on inside the Floyd Country Store that most of the tourists are here to experience. The music scene here has gotten so popular that instead of a jam, the store hires professional musicians and people pay $5 to get in the door. That's the sound of about 50 flatfoot dancers clogging on the dance floor, locals and outsiders all together. A local band plays old-time mountain music on the stage. Standing and watching the flatfoot dancers are two travelers from Europe who are taking a week's tour through Appalachia.
Hi, I'm Fabrizio from Switzerland. And
yahoo!
These guys just came from West Virginia where they were kayaking, and now they're soaking up more Appalachian culture. I noticed Fabrizio was wearing a shirt from Pies and Pints, a pizza restaurant and brewery in West Virginia.
We were there 2 days ago in Fayetteville. That's beautiful and good pizzas. Yeah.
Where are you going next?
Tomorrow, Freeze. There is a festival tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I think. The whole day. And I think we will stay there in Freeze, Virginia.
Yeah. And why?
Why? Because we wanted to hear some traditional music, and we were in Galax. They told us that tomorrow there is a festival in Friesen, so therefore we go there for the whole day tomorrow.
Floyd gets lots of visitors from Europe and from all over the United States. The Crooked Road Music Trail is doing what it's supposed to do. It's bringing money to local businesses. The number of visitors who come to Floyd has been steadily increasing for years, but mostly in the last 10 years. A hotel was built 8 years ago right across the street from the Floyd store, and it recently expanded to 40 rooms. The success in Floyd has even attracted the attention of people in West Virginia who would like to see this type of music trail in the Mountain State. And a group from West Virginia recently traveled to Floyd to hear a presentation about tourism. After the presentation, I caught up with Ladina Martin, the Community and Economic Development Director for Floyd County. She says most visitors come for the Friday night jamboree.
The best of all worlds is when visitors can come and enjoy that. They can share some of their money with us while they're here, and then they can go home. They may eventually decide they want to come back here, visit again, or they may decide they want to live here.
Locals have mixed feelings about whether they like the increase in tourism. Lots of the people who live here came in the 1970s for a quiet life in a farming community. Just 400 people live here. And on some weekends, the population swells with hundreds of tourists.
Sometimes when we have a perception of tourism being swarms of people coming in and then things popping up to meet those demands that may or may not fit into the context, that may not come out of the fabric of the land and the community. And so the balance that we're trying to achieve is to have things of interest not only to visitors, but things that we like as locals, you know, things that we enjoy, whether it's the Friday night jamboree or whether it's, you know, food events or other things, agriculture, keeping farming vibrant. I mean, those are things that are at the core of our being.
So far, the tourism hasn't changed the atmosphere of this town too much, according to most of the people who are downtown on a typical Friday night. And while plenty of tourists pay the $5 fee to get inside the Floyd Country Store to hear the music, most of the people who come to play and listen to music outside are locals. People like musician J.C. Poff, who is playing his songs along the street, hoping to sell his songs to country musicians. When he was younger, he moved away from this area to find work, but then he returned to enjoy a quiet mountain life in retirement.
If I could go back to the mountains again, where a dollar is a dollar and your neighbor is your friend, set out on the front porch in an old wooden swing, hear my grandpa play his fiddle, grandma softly sing.
If you stop by Floyd on a Friday night, you'll find plenty of musicians who have made it to the inside stage and are paid well for their performances each week. But you'll also find musicians like J.C. Poff sitting outside the country store on a bench, playing their songs, and hoping to catch their big break. For West Virginia,